One way to God. Yeah, there's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Hey, one way to God. One way to God. There's one way to God. Believing in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Ella Braxton coming to you by Block Talk Radio. Let you know that God loves you. Amen. And I do too. Praise God. I have respect for everybody. Praise God. And that's what we have to do. And we have regard for people. And we thank and praise God for everybody out there and that is listening in. And let me know the call in number is, you can take this down, it's 563-999-3034. Amen. So you can do that and then listen in. Praise God. We thank and praise God for his goodness. Amen. We thank and praise God. And I know his name, Yahuwah in Paleo Hebrew and Yahweh in modern Hebrew. So we see here today that you must come and worship and praise him, give praises into his name. Amen. And we're letting you know that he is able to save you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is ready. Amen. We thank and praise God for our Lord and Savior, Yahushua. Amen. Which is Jesus. Amen. Yahushua HaMashiach, which means Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see here, amen, that you got to believe that he is the real deal. Praise God. Amen. Some say Yahushua. Some say Yahshua. Amen. Yahshua. I like the name Yahshua because of the fact the same sound as Joshua. Amen. Yahshua. Amen. So that's our Savior. Praise God. Yahshua HaMashiach. Amen. And we know that his name in the West, we call him Jesus. Amen. So that's who we serve. Make no mistake. Amen. We serve him. Amen. And we thank and praise God for him. I'm Elder Braxton of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Amen. As Jesus says, through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, located here in Tampa on Osborne and 22nd. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. Letting you know that you could come. Right on the corner, right at the light. Amen. On the corner of Osborne and 22nd. And you're welcome at any time to come. Amen. We want you to know that you can do it today. Well, friends, we got a good talk for you today. Praise God. And talk will be coming from, all right, Proverbs 18. Amen. Proverbs 18, praise God. And we want to let you know in the 21st verse, it reads this. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Look at that. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, the fruit thereof. Think about it. And that's something, praise God. That's a true thing. Amen. When you say things, words has power. Words has power. Amen. Where that when you can say things, people see you differently or see you in a better way. You can throw fire, you know, like gas on the fire with your tongue. Amen. When you say things, all right, things happen. Look how much God had power. Amen. He spoke his word. He said it, and the whole universe stood fast. Amen. Look what he did, praise God. We see here that, you know, when he said, let there be light, that was light. Let before the sun was even brought upon. Before the sun was created, he said, let there be light, and that was light. Think about it, friend. Hallelujah. You know, and you think about it. That's power. When he just spoke his word, and it stood fast. Amen. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. That same word was made flesh in the 14th verse there. So we see here today, death and life is in the power of the tongue. All right? You can speak to your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, all right, and say things to her that could either make you or break you, friend. I'm telling you like it is, praise God. You can say things on your job could make you or break it. I spend over 30 years in sales, amen, and the thing that you was conscious of, that you got to be careful about what you say, all right? Because you can blow a cell, you can kill a cell, just like that, praise God. So we see here, life and death, or death and life is in the power of the tongue, all right? That tongue is something else, all right? You go out and speak these things, speak stuff that will make you or break you, that will help you or either stunt you. So we see here today, I remember years ago, and then we was out there, all right, talking, praise God, to the young ladies, praise God, is what we said that had their attention a lot of times, you know, other than your good looks, but what you said, all right? So we see here today, you say things that's nice and pleasant and sweet, all right? You think about it. You get more sugar ants with honey. You get bees with honey. You think about that. All right? So we see here today. So think about it. All right? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you got to watch yourself. And the other topic today we are using, amen, is there's a thin line between love and hate. All right. Some things a person, you can say to a person that make them outright hate you, you know, and dislike you. All right. So we see here today, you got to learn to respect people. That's what among our people, the people of Judah, the black people here in America. Amen. We got to learn to respect each other. All right. Respect what you say to people. Have some respect, praise God. So we see here today that you have to do it because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Praise God. And I'm letting you know, you got to watch what you say. Now, you don't understand that your wife is maybe a sweet, nice person, a good person, but there's something in the back of her head. All right. You know, you might be saying to her or brought up something to her and she didn't like it. All right? And she going to hold that against. She going to remember what you said. Call with the women. I'm telling you. All right? They'll bring out, they'll come back to it, brother. So I'm letting you know. And same thing with you. You the same way, too. But a woman is mostly an emotional creature. But you may be logic, but I'm letting you know today, all right, you don't go around saying things, you know, and doing things. It's what you do, all right? If you're a wife beater or an abuser or whatever like that, and calling your wife all kinds of stuff like the B words and the H words and calling her all these other things, all right? So we're letting you know today, all right, there can't be no peace in your household, all right? See, I'm telling you, you can find yourself in big trouble. I know one time I told a guy, The guy came to me. He said, "Preacher," said, "my wife that threw me out. She threatened to burn my clothes. She threatened to do all this stuff." You know, and all, and so I said, "What did you do?" He said, "You know, we were just arguing. You know, he called a few things and said a few things that she didn't agree with there, all right? So guess what? What happened? You know, I told him, I said, man, before you get to that point, what you need to do is go buy that woman some flour and some candy and tell her you love her. Tell her that you care and you can't do without her or something like that." He said, "Well, I'm just angry." I said, "You better go do something other, all right? You better go down there and, you know, get some humble pie or something other, all right? Because I'm letting you know, you're going to be out and you're going to be lonely, all right? You're going to be alone, all right?" So when I was getting outside the church, and he called her back and he told her some of the words I say, and then he came back and told her, said, "Man, you all right. You all right, because she called me, she telling me now I can come back home." You know, because I told her, "You got to repent and apologize what you said, all right? Because some people ruin their whole household over a little bit of little mess, stuff going on, all right? So we see here today, you can't be abusive to your wife. You can't call her all the kind of, you know, degrading things, all right? You know, if you got to do that, say nothing, praise God. Just go and take a walk, go drive off and say, you know, take it, cool down. You know, there's a grace pill for everything. you need to take some grace, a grace pill there, a chill pill, but a grace pill, praise God. So we figure today, you got to do it, all right, because that tongue is something, praise God. You go in there and you talking about doing things, all your whole thing becoming your whole, it's what you do and what you say, brother and sister. It's what you do and what you say. There's a thin line between love and hate. All right, don't cross that line. Don't cross that. Don't even go there. All right, so I'm letting you know today. You need to know it today, praise God. Now, I know some things, you know, because I've been married for 50 years. All right? I tell you, I know some things. And I done seen some things. I done lived some things. I know. I done made mistakes. And we all done made some mistakes. All right? And one of the biggest mistakes you can say is calling your wife all kinds of crazy things and doing all kinds of stuff. All right, because in the old days, let me tell you, them women didn't play back in those days. All right, you could beat, if you beat them up and knock her around and so forth, she just waited till that little devil in the back of her head in her mind said, "I'm gonna get that joker. I'm gonna get him one of these days." And I had a friend, all right, and his brother. He was beating on his wife and calling all kinds of things, kicking her and hitting her and all that kind of stuff. That woman, one day, all right, she got her some hot water and some, what we used to call potash, that blue devil stuff. And that stuff was tough, all right? So what she did is that stuff was open drain, you know, open the, that stuff they use in plumbing, the open drains, all right, burn that stuff out of your drain pipes. And man, she waited until he got to sleep, and she pulled that stuff on him, and it blinded him, and messed up his skin, almost led through him. Almost, that stuff was bad. All right, because what happened? She was. She was just mad. She got tired of being beat, kicked, and hit on and all that, and saying things, all those bad things. She got mad about that. All right? Yeah, she went to jail about it, but guess what? You think about it, all right? Who fault was it? Amen. Think about it. He kept doing that to her and brought it to that point. Now, you know, I'm telling you, that's terrible. Hot grits, Ask that one singer. What's the name? Al Green. Al Green. That's what Al Green got on him. I'm telling you. I'll let you know now. I'm telling you, you better leave that woman alone because that demon going to come out. That's a demon you put in there. So I'm letting you know. You need to do that. The same thing with you women. You need to stop nagging and sticking them men with them pins with your words, all right? So you got to do that because that demon, that unwanted demon will come out. So I'm letting you know right now. All right, so I'm letting you know right now that you got to watch what you see. All right, because whatever you say going to be used against you. Just like the Miranda law, just like the Miranda. You know how they say, did you random that person out there to the police? All right, because we can do certain things if we didn't say Regis Miranda right. So, you know, because whatever you say could be used against you, friend. So I'm telling you right now, all right, you better cool it. Take it easy. Don't go there. Don't cross that line. Don't do it, friend. I'm telling you, all right? So, you know, and why people are always feeling down, you know, it's bad when you talk down to your spouse. I'm telling you, that is the worst thing. Talk down and talk and call her names and so forth. Brother, if you want to live long and have a peaceful life, you better go and take it easy. Take it slow. Let me tell you something. You can get more out of love. I used to tell her, wait a minute, I ain't no fighter. I'm a lover. I ain't here to fight nobody. When it comes to those women, I don't do that. I want to make them feel good. All right. So, because with your tongue, you can mess up a whole lot of stuff. So, life and death is in the power of the tongue. I'm telling you, friend. I'm telling you right now. All right. You better consider yourself. And consider your ways. Change. Look, a lot of black men doing things. A lot of black men are in prison because of things what they said in public. All right? Things that they did. Because somebody said something, they get up and they want to kill somebody. They want to hurt somebody. They want to commit something. That's what them people out there want you to do. They want you to go out there and get into the domestic. You know how much money the judges and all the court and the government makes off the domestic violence? Oh, man. You ought to go to the courtroom and just sit in there sometime. All right? And I've done it. I've seen it. I said, man, domestic violence. Boy, I tell you something. All right? You know, one brother was going through the hospital. That's another thing you need to do. Go sit in the emergency room sometime and look. And you see some things that goes on in there because of domestic violence. And that's bad, brother. And that's bad, sister. Amen. When people come inside there with a knife hanging inside the back, all kinds of shot, cut up, and stuff like that because of domestic violence. You know something? You know, I don't blame the police sometimes for coming late. Because if he come late, he might have a chance. Think about it. You know, in other words, what are they doing right now? What are they doing? Oh, they say they have a domestic violence. They out there shooting it. They out there, you know, throwing born arrows and spears, slingshots, all that kind of stuff, throwing rocks and stuff. The police don't want to go in that mess and get all hurt up and all killed and all that beat up and, you know, while you out there fussing. You know, think about it. Think about it. You know, y'all people need to cool it, all right? Don't go there. Don't cross that line. Don't give them a chance to arrest you because of some domestic violence thing going on. So I'm letting you know. this is the preacher saying it. All right, letting you know that that's what it is. A lot of people don't understand that. That tongue will mess you up. Amen. That tongue will mess you up. What you say, brother, will mess you up. All right? So Solomon, if Solomon didn't know that, because he had, just think about it, Solomon had a whole bunch of wives, a whole bunch of concubines. He ought to know. Could you imagine a whole bunch of women fighting over you and going around there telling and saying all kinds of things, and you up there doing bad, you want to be bad? Man, please. You know, I used to wonder why Solomon was the wisest man, they say, the, was the wisest man that lived. But I say I have a difference on that, because Solomon, having all those wives and all those concubines and all that, and built temples to them people, they ran them crazy. Look, they ran them nuts. All right? Building temples to other gods that wasn't his god. All right, they building temples to, he's down there building temples to all these other gods because their wife wanted to want that away. So you think about it. Could you imagine what drove him that away? You think about Aaron out there in that wilderness, and Moses went off up there in the mountain talking to God and all, and them people got mad, them people got angry. They wanted to kill Aaron out there, but Aaron didn't stand his ground, all right? Aaron didn't stand his ground, all right? So Aaron told him, say, you all get all your earrings, and we're going to make something. They wanted a god and all that kind of stuff. Got the man messed up. Got him in trouble with God. I don't want nobody to get me in trouble with God. I ain't let my wife, my children, or none of them get me in trouble with God, because I ain't going out there and do some kind of crazy stuff and get in trouble with our Most High Father. I ain't doing it, brother. You know, they gonna say, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do that. I said, well, God didn't tell me to do this. God didn't tell me to do that. And God didn't tell me to do that and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And also, you know, I'm telling you, now this is some wisdom. Watch this. All right, everything you do, all right, what is it? A decision and a choice had to be made. All right, you had to choose. Now, Aaron, he goes out there and builds his golden calves, and all everybody's dancing out there naked and carrying on, having an orgy out there in the middle of the desert, going out there doing all kinds of crazy stuff. All right, and Moses got so mad he dropped the tablets, the Ten Commandments. All right, think about it now. He got mad. He got angry, and I don't blame him. All right? That's why you got to always consider God and look at the law and look at things, look at the law and so forth. All right? The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than the two-edged sword, brother. All right? Just think about the words that you say to your family, your wife. You know, I love my family. I love my wife. I love my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grand. All those. I love them all. All right? But I don't provoke them to anger. You know, don't provoke them to anger. Be firm and tell them the truth and tell them what's right. All right? And say what you say and mean what you mean what you say. And that's what you got to do. But to lead them to righteousness, that's what you got to do. To lead them to righteousness, all right? But these people down here today, amen, I don't know, man. It's kind of rough around here today where these people are going to children gone, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. The people out there, little children out there cussing, you know, using all kinds of profanity, doing all kinds of things because of parents doing it, all right? And you got some of these 13-year-olds having babies, all right? What do they know about having a family? What do they know about having a kid and so forth? All right? And that, these women, these girls, because the guys tell them they love them, they care about them, they want to be with them, they want to. And you're 13-year-old, 14-year-old, you don't know nothing about no life. Come on. But those words that gets into their mind, and they don't understand. A lot of these young guys don't know nothing about having no job, don't know nothing about taking care of no children, don't know nothing about anything. But see, they use the power of that word. The power of that word. Satan does that. He used words. That's what happened in the beginning. You figure. He's Satan out there convincing Eve to eat this eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't that time for God to allow that yet. But they goes out there and go out there and eat. She goes out there eat the fruit and gives it to her husband. All right, think about it. That was a choice that she made. She made a bad choice and a bad decision right there, and it caused the effect of everybody dying. Praise God. Look at that. All right, because you got to remember the tree of life is in the garden too. You think about it. You eat of that tree, you can live forever. But you know, you think life and death. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, friend. I let you know today, friend, if you want to have a strong family life, you got to know family values. And you cannot go around there cursing, lying, cheating, and doing things. What you say and what you do makes a big difference. What you say and what you do, all right? Because if you want to build a family, you've got to have family values. I'm talking about righteous family values, praise God. You know, you got to be important. It's got to be important to have that family base. And where, you know, the government is coming against the family, all kinds of stuff. You got homosexuality, you got even the welfare system, you know, breaks up people for being together and all that kind of stuff. You can't have a man in the house, all these different things. You know, the women can't have a man in the house and stuff, you know. And, you know, these boys need their father with them, all right? You know, and I always have a problem with these ladies talk about wrong, independent. I said, well, that means you don't need a man, right? I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I said, well, are you a lesbian? Are you, what are you? All right. In other words, you know, what are you? You know, what are you if you're saying that you don't need a man? God made it possible that every woman needs some man or somebody to love them. All right. You know, and then, you know, some of them give you that probably talking about, well, Jesus is my husband. I say, wait a minute, hold on now. Jesus can't touch you or be physical with you. Like you need that physical part and you need that spiritual part, friend. Hopefully the spiritual part is more into you, but you think about it. Everybody needs someone that loves them. And that's what you have to have. You got to have somebody that who love you, care for you, who could be intimate with you in a relationship where you could have some confidence and that somebody cares about you. And I know that Jesus cares about you. Yeshua, he cares about you. But I'm letting you know, you need Christ. All right? Give an honor to our Apostle C.A. Coward, my Bishop, Adrian M. Shaw, and our presider, R. J. McCloud. Amen. We thank and praise God for you all today. And great God bless you all today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We love you. Again, next time, 6:30. 6:30 on Thursday. All right? 6:30 on Thursday. Praise God. We care about you. We love you. Amen. and God bless you.
Hi.
One way to God. Well, there's one way to God. Well, there's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name.